Chegiri kuri basa da la kara kaboko basa. Hallelujah karabakashi gidi kuri baka basa da 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 da. Morning, good to see you. Good to see you, praise God. Yeah. Karabashi gidi karabakasi didi di kura bakashi gidi kubasa. Ayaba sidi didi didi di kubasha karaboko basha di gidi kuri baka basa didi didi di kura ba. Namba ya da 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 kaboshi kiri kura bakashi idi yiku basa da 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 da. Precious Savior, we thank you. We give you glory. We honor your holy name. We magnify you, Lord. We lift up your holy name. Thank you, Jesus, that you are wonderful. Sharabata kabose dede karabaka shikide kuribasa. There's none like you in the heavens. None like you who deserves the praise, who deserves the worship, oh God. Thank you that you can gather us again, oh God. You can gather us again together, once more together again to worship your holy name. To adore you, to give you praise, to give you exaltation, to lift up your holy name, Father God. Indeed, it's been a long time coming, for that we are grateful, O God. We know that your mercy has kept us. Your spirit has kept us, O God. Your hand has sustained us, O God. Because Jesus, we've not seen of our own self. It has not been of our own doing. It's not of our own capacity, O God. It's not of our own wisdom, O God. Because Jesus, but Lord, it is your divine mercy, your divine grace and favor, oh God. You are mighty to be praised and adored. Sharabata kaboshi didi karabaha sekedekini kuribakas yerebase didi kurabasha da karaboko basa didi rambaya karabusi didi kurabasa didi kurabakasha didi karaboko basa da ambaya didi kurabasha didi karabakasa da. You are gracious and faithful, oh God. You are gracious and excellent, oh God. You are gracious and wonderful, oh God. You do mighty things in our lives. You do gracious things in our lives, oh God. We cannot make it without you, oh God. We need you more and more. Sharabasa karabasi didi kurabasi didi kurabakashi da karaboko basi didi ambakashi da karaboto hoshi didi kurabasa da karabashi didi karaboko basi da makaribasi didi de corabas de corabas de corabas de corabas de corabas de makaya carabus duro corribas de corribas da carabu chocobas de corabas da ambacaya carabus duro de carabas de carabas de corabas de corabas de macas de corabas de corabas da da karabas da ambaya rebus de kubas da. We need you more and more, oh God. We need you more and more. We cannot make it on our own accord. Shiri karabakas de, unless you guide us, unless you help us, unless you walk with us, oh God. Because Jesus, your presence is all that we need. Your mercies are all that we need. Your favor is all that we need, Jehovah God. We cannot do anything apart from your mercies, apart from being in Christ, oh God. Indeed, it is you that grants us righteousness. It is you that grants us holiness. It is you that grants us peace of mind. It is you that grants us favor. It is you that walks with us, oh God. Father, we are grateful. We look unto your promises, unto your mercies, unto your faithfulness, oh God. We look unto your hand, oh God, because Jesus, out of your hand, oh God, we have received everything, oh God, blessing in the place of blessing, oh God. You came from the Father, full of grace and truth, oh God. Indeed, it is out of your mercies that we are not consumed, oh God. Were it not for the tender mercies of the Lord, the enemies would have consumed us, oh God. They would have triumphed over us, oh God. But Lord, we have seen your faithfulness. We have seen your hand. We've seen your goodness. We've seen your grace. We've seen your mercy. Oh God, we know it is not of our own doing, not of our own power. Shada kariba kasa di 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 kurabakase di kurabakase. It is not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, O God. It is not of our own wisdom, not of our own capacity, not of our own blessings, O God. But Lord, it is you that has been working in us to do, to will and to do according to your good pleasure, O God. To will and to do according to your divine mercy, O God. To will and to do according to the divine plan and purpose that you have for us, O God. O God, Jesus, O Lord, you are gracious, O God. O makarabo sodo koda ashi de 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 de. Raka ikabo shi de 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 karabakasi de. Thank you for your merciful hand, O God, of our lives, O God. The Lord, indeed, in you there is fullness of joy. In you there is mercy. In you there is grace, O God. In you there is kindness, O God. Thank you, O God. Thank you for our families, O God. Thank you for our children, O God. Thank you, the Lord, you are keeping them, O God. Sustaining them, oh God. You're walking with them, oh God. You are a shield. You are a portion. You are a all in all, Jesus. The Lord, you make a way where there is no way. You make a way where there is no way. In your hand, we see your grace. In your hand, we see your mercy. In your hand, we see your faithfulness. In your hand, we see your goodness, your kindness, oh God. In your hand, you're rebuking every work of the evil one, of God. You're rebuking every work of the devil. We rebuke every work of darkness, of God. Every attacks of the evil one, of God. We come against them in the name of Jesus. Against every temptations of darkness. Against every plans of destruction of the enemy. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you have come that we might have eternal life and have it more in abundantly, oh God. Sharabasikidi kuri karabakobasha dada. I thank you for the Zoe life of God. Shidikidi kuri basa da kaba. Life of God that flows in our veins, oh maka shidikidi kura basa da. In our spirits, in our inner man, oh God, renewing us, making us afresh, oh God, making us anew each and every morning, oh God. That we play, we come and pray from a place of authority, oh God. We pray from a place of wisdom, O God. We pray from a place of victory, O God. We pray from the from your throne room, O God, O God, Jesus. We decree, indeed, you say we can declare a thing and it shall be established. And Father, we are speaking peace in our homes. We speak your healing in our homes. We speak provision in our homes. We speak divine protection in our homes. Indeed, thank you, oh Lord, oh my soul. We bless your name, all that is within us. Bless your holy name. Indeed, we will forgive all our sins. And you heal all our diseases. There's no one that looks to you for healing that is not healed. We thank you for complete 100% healing, divine health. Is our portion, and we resist every work of the evil one. We come against every effects of sickness in our bodies. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of infirmity. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Oh, makarika shikidi barabukobasa dedidi karabusi dede. Our hopes, our trust are in you, Jehovah God, the Lord, your wisdom. Your wisdom sustains us, O God. Your spirit sustains us. Your work sustains us, O God. Your hand and your favor walks with us, Jehovah God, the Lord. Indeed, without you, we fall apart, my God. Without you, we are defeated, oh God. When we think of our own wisdom, when we think of our own ability, we are defeated, oh God, oh God, Jesus. When we look at ourselves, we might think of how long you have taken, oh God, how far you are far away, oh God, Jesus. But indeed, when we see your word, oh God, we see that you are with us. And you say, never will I leave you nor forsake you. Never will I abandon you. Never will I leave you alone.
Thank you, the Lord, in your grace, in your divine favor. You've never left us alone. We have seen your hand, your faithfulness. We have seen your grace, your goodness, oh God. We continue to see your divine wonders, oh God. Work in our hearts, work in our midst, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Oh, Makaraba, Moko bashi di kidi kuri basa da da di di korabashi di 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 karabus di 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 karabu raka di karabaya karabus ono no korabashi di 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 karabus di 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 karabus du 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 ono no kaba makashi da 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 karabus di 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 karabus du 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 kobashi di 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 karabus di 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 rambati kashi di 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 karabus ono no boshi di di karabus di 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 makashi di 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 karabus da 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 karabus do 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 da da kashada da makashe de karabus de karabus do 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 da karabas da makashe da karabus de karabus da mokobash di kuribas de karabus do do karabas de flood our hearts with light, flood our hearts with light, open the eyes of our understanding, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to know you better, O God. We desire to know you better. We desire to hear your voice. We desire to be guided by you. We desire to be led by you. Makarika shi de kurabas de karabas de mokobas de das de shi de barabakas de. Alibasha da 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 bakase de korabasha de karabus do de karabus de makashe de korabakabasa da da shidi shara bakara ramaya karabu kutsikiri basi e. O rabashi de karibaya karabus do bashi de maya rabus da de kidi kure basi de full of mercy, full of wisdom, full of power, makashi de kure basa da. O gracious Savior, O God, you are our friend. Gracious Redeemer, O God, you are our Redeemer. Makashi de karabas da shada da karabas da makarabas de karabas de karabas de. Oh God, you are with us, oh God. You are with us, oh God. We are never alone, oh God. We are never abandoned, oh God. We are never without hope, oh God. We are never without direction, oh God. We are never without witness, oh God. Father, indeed, I thank you, Jesus, that indeed your spirit is always within us, oh God. You've given us your spirit as a divine guarantee, oh God, of the things that are to be, oh God, of the things that are to come, oh God. Your spirit is with us each and every moment, each and every moment. We thank you, Rabba Sede de Kurabashede, Aya Rabba Sede, Mokosende de Bashede. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are always with us, O God. You have said, surely I am with you until the very end of the age, O God. You have never left us, O God. Even when we grieve, you Marakasoto Bashede de. Oh, your spirit has mercy. Marika sindi di 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 bo shadi karat sindi di 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 esi. You're a merciful Father, Miara Kaseni Nini Mashekani Nimasani Nini Makaraboshed. Oh, let your mercy prevail, O God. Your mercy to renew, O God. Your mercy to restore, O God. Them that feel so far away from you, O God. Let your mercy restore, O God. Them that are feeling that they're too far, O God. Your restoration this moment that you have never left, O God. You have never left, oh God. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Shidi baraka bongo sidi karasidi didishi. Your love defeats the works of the enemy. Your love defeats the condemnation of darkness. Your love defeats it. Oh makasi kashik bayashikabo shakabo sada. Oh God, bring men back to you, oh God. Bring men back to you, oh God. Be reconciled back to God. Reconcile us back to you, oh God. Reconcile us. Reconcile the world to you. Shadakabosa isididikasadadada. Restoration is taking place this morning, Makayadadadada. Restoration, oh God. Restoration, oh God. Restoration, oh God. Restoration of this land, oh God. Restoration of a Cox's Bazaar, oh Gabashi, restoration of a prayer, Makasit, de Korabasada, restoration of altars, oh Makashi, de Korabashida, let our altars speak, oh Makashi, de Karabokoshide, let our prayers speak, oh Rabasit, de Karabashide, de Kabasa, let our hearts speak, oh Makashi, de Korabasa. We need you more and more, Marashi de Korabasa Dada. We need you more and more, Kabasha Kadibasha, the Karishi de Karabosa Dadi, Mokobasa Dada, the Karabashi de Karabosa Dodoshi de Kabosha. Let our altar speak, Kosha, the Karabosha de Dada, Rambatsika de Korabasha Dada. Aya Baba. Oh, Shani Basa, you redeem our lives from the pit, oh God. It doesn't matter what pit we are in this morning, oh Bakasha, the pit of failure, the pit of destruction, oh God, the pit of sickness, oh God, the pit of poverty, oh God, the pit of joblessness, the pit of abandonment, oh God, the pit of addictions, oh God. The Lord, you restore, oh God, you lift up man, you raise up man from the pit, oh God, you raise up man from the ashes. Oh God, and you raise up the poor and you sit them up with princes, with the princes of the land, oh God. You are God that does not look upon us. You do not count us as our sins deserve, oh God. My Lord, you are full and gracious of mercy. You are full of mercy, Father God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your mercy. Oh God of mercy, God of mercy, prevail, oh God. God of mercy prevail, Akarishi de Kurabasa da da da, Rikashi de Kurabasha da 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 bas de Basha Karabosa da da di, Makasha de Karabosa de Makasha da 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 Karabosa de Karabosa da 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 da, Rikasa de Karabasha de Karabosa do Bosa da da, Makasha de Karabosa da da, teach us your ways. Oh God, speak to us this morning, oh God. Speak to our spirits, oh God. Energize us with your word. Energize us with your spirit, oh God. Energize us to hear from you, oh God. Energize us to be guided by you, oh God. Energize us to be lifted up in prayer, oh God. To be led by you, oh God. Open our hearts, oh God. Open our eyes, oh God. Open our understanding, oh God. Open our faculties, oh God. The Lord, we can trust in you, oh God. We can trust in your promises this morning. We see your faithfulness, O God. We see your grace, O God. Thank you for the hour of grace. We can come boldly to your throne room, O God. We can receive mercy. Mercy for our time of need, O God. Mercy for our time of need, O God. Mercy for our time of need. Amaya rase de ambase de bayarabosa da. Let your mercy prevail, arikashi de korabosa da karaye kabosa da mokorekashi de bosa da rekane de bokoshi de basa da rekase de. We speak a new lease of life over the fellowship of korabase de. We speak a new season over the church or akabasa. We speak a new grace, a season of increase, a season of establishment, O God, a season of divine speed, O God. We speak a new grace, we move in wisdom, we move in revelation, we move in divine speed, O God. We are overtaking, we are growing in leaps and bounds, O God. God. We are growing in strength and wisdom. We are growing in your divine favor. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, our Lord. Thank you, our King. Thank you, our Prince of Peace, and Lord of Lords, Jesus. Oh, without you, what are we, oh God? What are we without you? Makarabasa daddy. Blessed Redeemer, you are holy. Karabashi didididi. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Makarabasadi. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name, oh God. May your name be worshipped. May your name be magnified. May your name be glorified, oh God. Keep us, oh God. Keep us, oh God. Sustain us, oh God. Speak to us, oh God. Lead us in your ways, oh God. May your name be magnified. May your name be glorified. May your name be exalted, oh God. Oh, we thank you and we adore you. We return all the glory to you, God. Not to us, but to your name be praised. Not to us, but to your wisdom. Not to us, but to your favor. Not to us, but to your glorious name. You're highly exalted, far above every throne, every power, every principality, every dominion, every authority. You are highly exalted and indeed sit and rule in the midst of your enemies, in the midst of your enemies, until your enemies are made your footstool, O God. Indeed, you have triumphed, O God. You have triumphed, O God. Never to fight again. You have triumphed, O God. You have already defeated every work of the devil. And we are thankful, O God. Even this morning as we speak and we listen to your word, O God, that Lord, indeed, may your wisdom seep through, O God. May your word seep through, O God. May we hear your voice so clearly, O God, and know that it is of you, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, precious Savior. Thank you. Thank you, God. God is good. Hallelujah. Good to see you. I trust God has been keeping you and sustaining you and walking with you. Yeah, and so we'll just get straight away to the word, then we'll can reflect on it. I think it's been a while since we've been together, but I know all things work together for good. God had his divine purpose, divine plan in everything, and I know there are no mistakes with God. It's one thing you have to keep encouraging yourself. There is no mistake with God. God is just in his timing, he's accurate. In his plans, he's accurate. In everything that he does, he is good. Huh? That is the word. He is good. He's a good, good father. And that's the place where we stand in. Yeah, so today, and maybe for some time, maybe we'll start looking at prayer. And we'll start doing a teaching on prayer and by the grace of God, see how far we can go with it. I believe that prayer is one of the core foundations of the Christian faith. And anyone who needs to make a difference, or anyone who's going to be impactful in their Christian walk must learn how to pray, or rather must be taught how to pray, must know how to pray right, because I think prayer is one of the
really it's the core. Without prayer, basically we are unable to communicate to our Father, for lack of a better word. Because prayer is really direct communication to God by man, and it is important that if God helps us to have a good understanding of prayer. And you see, when you think of almost all world religions, they have prayer. Every religion that you can think of, I don't think there's any that misses to pray. They have prayer either in meditation, they have prayer either specific words that they pray, they repeat certain prayers, they either mumble certain words, or but every religion that exists has a form of prayer. It could be even in action. And that tells you that this is a core component of the human of human belief system. And for me, what it speaks to is that every human being acknowledges that there is a God. Every human being has an inbuilt sense that there is an invisible being, there's an invisible God. Some will call it a divine being, some will call it an intelligent design, some will call it a supernatural force, some will call it Mother Nature, some will call it the Earth, Mother Earth. Others will call it the ancestors. But generally, what we see is that any time human beings have existed on the earth, and we even see it even when, you know, when the children of Adam and Eve came out of, when they were born, and they went and offered sacrifices to God. That means they were told by their parents, you know what, we were kicked out. I don't know, maybe you too, you try, because for me and Madame, Adam and Eve, us, we messed up and we are out, but who knows, you children might be lucky. So we see naturally, even Cain and Abel, because I don't think God asked them to bring a sacrifice. Did God, but there was something in them that felt that we need to go and speak to God and offer a sacrifice to him, and who knows, we might be received. And the Bible says that God looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but he did not look on favor with Cain and his offering. So even from the beginning of creation, we see that prayer starts to exist. And we see that these two children offer up prayers to God. And then even from that moment, we see that there is a prayer or there's a sacrifice that is received, and there's a sacrifice that is not received. And that tells us that prayer can be accepted or prayer cannot be accepted. That means there's a right way to pray, there's a right way to worship, there's a right way that sacrifice that God accepts, and there is a way that, irrespective of what we do, it is not accepted. And that tells us that majority, or rather many of the people that are praying, it doesn't matter how many times they pray, it doesn't matter how regular they pray, it doesn't matter which direction they pray, as long as they're not praying according to the designed pattern that God has given and the prescription that God has given, then they are praying amiss. and their prayer is not being heard. It's a hard truth, but it's a reality, because the God that we serve is not a God that we define ourselves. You see, I've heard of people who say that, oh, me, my God is like this. The way they say, my God is like this. The way I work with God is this. Oh, me, this is my religion, and this is how God has worked with me, and we are tight. But you see, your own definition of God will make you then God of God. That means if you can define your God, you can control him, you know how to make him happy, you know how to get good things from him, you know what you need to do. It's like you have a formula for God, and you find that people say, don't worry, I will get it to you, I just give me one day, or I know what to do. I will give some tithe. I will give my offering, and I will plant a seed. I'm going to do 40 days or 100 days, and I will definitely get an answer. So people have established formulas that they assume that by these formulas, they are able to untwist God. And if we were to believe that, then that will mean that we actually have become God of God, in that we control him, we have, you know, the ability to change his mind as we wish. However, if we see the God of the scriptures, the God of the Bible, is not a God that is controlled by man. He's not a God that is taught by men. He's not a God that needs anything from man. And maybe we can just start looking at some of the scriptures that describe our God, such that we must first have understanding of who we are praying to. Because when we do that, then we are able to effectively worship him. And maybe the first good area to look at God is just Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And when we look at that verse, maybe if we can open, because I think it will be good that we have enough time to just dig into God's word and just be patiently open it and understand it. It just says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So, what we call the beginning to us is time. Okay? Because the God that we pray to is a God that existed even before what we call the beginning is. That's why when he tells you in the beginning, God, that means he existed before the beginning, he existed before what we call time in our human capacity, because for us in the created realm, and that includes everything that was created, it includes light, it includes day, it includes heaven, it includes earth, God existed and God was there even before anything was created. That means he was God even before any creation happened or any creation came to be. Even before angels, even before heaven, even before earth, God was God, and he will remain to be God even after heaven and earth pass away. Because the Bible tells us that heaven and earth may pass away. And this heaven and this earth that we know it, the Bible tells us one day it will be rolled up like a book. It will be rolled, not even like a book, like a garment. You can imagine the way a material, after you have finished nicely, you just roll it up nicely and you pack it somewhere. So everything that we know of the earth, of the heavens, the Bible says he will roll it up like a vestibule, like a garment in Christ. Because what God has done, he will unite heaven and earth in Christ. Because God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. So everything that we can see, that we can imagine, will be united in Christ and brought together in Christ, and we will be in Christ, and we will be in God and in Jesus, and we will be rolled up, and heaven and earth will be in one. And that's why that new Jerusalem will have no sun, will have, because Christ himself will be our light. There'll be no darkness, there'll be no more tears, nothing. A new heaven and new earth will appear, and the Bible says God's dwelling will be with man. So everything that we can imagine will be in Christ, and we will be in Christ. So you can imagine all that we see, God is just going to roll it up into one in Christ, and it will be like a garment, and then that's packed. And then he will start another whether you want to call it a project, or whether you want to call it another creation, or whether you want to call it the life of the age to come, God is going to do it. And he has already told us in his word. And when you read the scriptures, and that's an area if you want to search deep, search about the life of the age to come. There's another beautiful life that God has called us to, and that's eternal life. And that is a life that, you don't want to imagine. And what the Bible tells us, that we can have a foretaste of that age to come in our time. That means when you find you have divine healing, when you find you have vision, when you find you have revelation, when you find wisdom, you're enjoying, you're tasting some of the powers of the age to come. And there's an age to come. But you see, what I want you to understand, that in the beginning, God. That means that the God that we pray to, the God that we cry out to, the God that we want to worship, is a God that existed before even time began. And that tells us that it is us that need to submit ourselves to know him, to know what he has said about himself, to know what he speaks of himself in the Bible, of what he has revealed of himself, his nature, his character, his attributes in the Word. And when we know of that, then we can worship him aright. And we can pray to him aright. So that's why, as I said, unless we have understanding of our God, then we will lack the ability to worship him. So when we say God created, that means everything that exists in our physical eyes, in the spiritual world, because the heavens are the spiritual and the earth is the physical, then we know that God created it. That means there is nothing that is created that should be worshipped or should be prayed to. So anyone that is praying to a tree, anyone that is praying to a stone, anyone that is praying to a mountain, anyone that is praying to an angel, anyone that is praying to a saint, anyone that is praying to anything that is created is praying amiss. And is praying offside. You know, in football, you can score a goal, but then they have to do VAR. And when they do that VAR, they confirm whether that is a goal or is not a goal. And they will say, decision checking. And then after that, they will say, decision decided. The final decision, no goal. So you can score as many goals as you want, but if they do not count, it is not a goal. Likewise, in prayer, you can pray 100-150 times a day. You can have prayed for the 80 years of your life, but if you have been scoring offside goals, then those prayers do not count, because if you are praying to a created thing, you are praying to a thing that does not exist, then you are not praying to God, and you've been wasting your time and your energy. Now, I want us to quickly look at Acts 17, and we look at verse 24. Acts 17, verse 24, and I want us to show something that about the God that we are praying to. And Acts 17, verse 24 tells us that the God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands. Verse 25, and he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. Verse 26, from one man he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the exact times set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Verse 29, therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by man's design and skill. Verse 30, in the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. Verse 31, for he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead. Verse 32, when they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered, but others said, we want to hear you again on this subject. So Paul went to Athens, and he went to the Greeks, and he started seeing that the city was full of idol worship, that these guys had millions and countless of gods that they were worshiping. That means that they were praying amiss. But then he found one god. He found an altar that was written to an unknown god. And he tells them, I want to introduce to you this unknown God. Because after all the gods that you have done, you realize that there is a God that is not yet known. That means, despite the billions of gods that they have, you cannot have all your billion answers correct. You need to be accurate. And if God is to be God, then he is direct. He gives us his guidance that we pray to him. And so what do we see? The God who made the world and everything in it, who is Lord of heaven and the earth, does not live in temples made by human hands. So that tells us that our God does not exist in buildings. Sadly, almost every religion in the world focuses their God to be in a specific temple. Our God does not live in human temples. And he made everything, so we've seen he's a creator. And he's not served by human hands as if he needed anything. God does not need anything from us. Our hands, in fact, it's not that without worship, God will cease to exist. In fact, there are some people who argue that it is us who give power to God, that God feeds on our worship. I think it's the Greeks that used to argue that the gods need the human beings to survive, because without the human beings' worship, then they die. They lose their power. So that's why they make it that humans worship. That's Greek mythology. But our God does not need anything from us. It, on the contrary, it is him that gives us everything that we need. And the Bible tells us that he made one man, and from that one man, everyone was in him. And he determined the exact times and places where each and every one of us is to be born. That means it's not an accident that you are born either in Uganda, Bangladesh, South Sudan, Kenya, or wherever it is that you are born. It is not an accident. God determined exactly you will be born in this nationality, and there's a reason for that. And he says the reason he did that is so that you might be able to seek God and find him. So God's design for where you are born is such that in that locality, in that atmosphere, you will have to come to an experience of knowing who God is, even though he's not far from us. God is not far from us, but he has designed it that we need to find him. So if we understand who God is, the God of the Bible, the God that we pray to, then we must seek to understand him and understand what he has revealed of himself. Then we will pray aright. So even as we start to understand prayer, because as we said, prayer is direct communication by man to God. Prayer is speaking to God. And when we pray, it's not just words alone. It's our posture. It's the state of our heart. It's our thoughts. It's our emotions. It's our spirit. So clearly, everything about us that wants to communicate to God is a prayer. So in our words, in our posture, in the state of our hearts, in our thoughts, in our emotions, in our spirit, and even basically in our actions, everything that we do is a worship and is a prayer unto God. And so the object or the focus of prayer must be God and not ourselves. That is the foundation of prayer. It is, we are praying to an eternal God. We are praying to our Creator God. We are praying to the God who does not need anything from us. On the contrary, it is us that need Him. And so, anyone who prays to a God, small g, that they can see, that they can create, that they can arm twist, that they can bend, that they can order to go in a certain direction, is not praying to the God of heaven and earth. Is not praying to the God that is of the Bible. For me, that is a foundational principle. God is sovereign. He is God all by himself. He is God. He was God before creation. He was God before time. He is God in time now, in our time. And he will still be God after this world passes away. That is the majesty of the God that we serve. And I will stop there. Allow you to reflect on that, and during the fellowship later on, we shall be able to continue on prayer. Yeah, but even tomorrow we shall continue, because I believe as God helps us, we'll start building a foundation on prayer, and in such that we can have a deeper reflection, a deeper understanding, and grow to know why we need to pray, and why you don't need to be pushed to pray, why you don't need to be followed up to pray. When you understand him, then you will know why you need to pray and why you need to worship. Yes, my brothers, you're welcome.
thanks, yes. Mr. Emmanuel, for the wonderful word and the reminder. Indeed, sometimes we take prayers for granted. We have always known that prayer is the medium of communication with God. But again, how to do it has been some not given deep thought. We know that, as you said, people do it in different ways. But I think when you come to realization that with Christ, prayer was all channeled, that it's only through him that we can communicate to God. But unfortunately, sometimes you find people still using the old dispensation of sacrifice, by using all different forms of communication. It's unfortunate that, people think that, because God is a loving God, he does not need anything from us. He would even bless us. Some people still get blessed even without, and you see, like, they feel like, okay, I'm doing the right thing, but again, yet at the same time, if you don't take time to understand exactly how right to do certain things like prayers, then you may end up living in the dark for the longest time. You see people in different religions, not to speak bad about them, but yes, there are people who are succeeding in Islam, there are people who are succeeding in Hindu and Buddhist, and they think they're doing the right thing. But we pray and hope that they will come to a realization one day that there is a right channel of communication. And on the other thing also of defining God, I think I was one of the victims. I thought I knew my God. I would tell myself, no, this is not how my God works, But I've not given it thought, because I all along I thought I knew how my God works. So. I knew what to do and what not to do. But as you're preaching, I realized, and indeed, thanks for that reminder, like, okay, this was wrong indeed, because if I could define him, then I can create him, I can when to make him happy, when to make him laugh, but That's not how God is.
Mm.
Yeah, he works in mysterious ways. That's it. So thank you for that, and looking forward for more and more.
Amen, amen. Thank God. Thank you. Yeah, God has given us the definition of prayer, and we need to follow the prescription as the doctor does it. Huh? If we go offside, then we are in trouble. Yes, we miss it. Yeah. Yemin, you have anything to?
It's fine, fine. Please.
Okay, fine. Okay, thank you. We'll pray, and then we can chat a bit those who are online, you know, so that as we close. Okay, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you. We worship your holy name. We thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you that you have gathered us together to pray to you. And we are thankful for your mercy. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you are teaching us who you are, O God. And I pray that you open our eyes to understand you, to see you, and to know you, O God. Forgive our failures. Forgive our days of ignorance where we have thought that we have commanded you and we thought where we are controlling you. Forgive us, O God. Indeed, we were ignorant and we were children. And in your mercy, you have overlooked and you have commanded all men now to pray through the resurrected Christ, to pray through Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. And this is the only way that you accept prayer. And I pray for the knowledge of the Lord to come upon every man that listens and every woman that listens to this message. And God, your conviction and your truth to seep through, O God. We are grateful, we honor, and we adore you. Forgive us, and for that brother or sister who wants to know you, pray that, Lord, you may accept their cries and their pleas for mercy and for forgiveness. And as they accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, call them and accept them in glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. So we meet again tomorrow and also today for those who are meeting in person. May the Lord bless you. Shalom.